Everybody live from Harlem in New York City, it's The Ramble, and I'm Alex Bennett. There she is, ladies and gentlemen, the lovely and attractive Lori Thompson. Lori, you're turning to your side. Is there a reason for that?
That's so you can get my charming Bill Halsey profile.
Look at that. Look at that.
I knew you'd see. I thought, I'm going to do this today for the entertainment value. Vanity be damned. It'll give, it's like when you pause something and it goes, you know, and you get somebody with their mouth open like, mine is doubly hilarious because you get.
Well, you know, you can do something about it. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let me look here.
Oh, I got the gizmos. Lighted vibrating lamps.
Oops. I just turned off my camera. I didn't want to do that.
Akati, we're all going to die.
Okay, here we go. Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Here we go.
Here's what you can do. See? So that
it works.
You know, I can teach you how to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, you can also that. You can also be a we can make you a kitty cat.
Well, that's a little too close to the metaphor.
How about a cow? How about a cow?
I don't see myself as a cow. Do you have a cute pig?
Do I have a cute pig? Let me see here. No, no, no.
No cute pigs.
No, well, I have this.
That might work.
See, I have this. You'd look good as that.
That I would go with. I like the pink and the turquoise.
Yeah, but I made this one because it looks like me, see?
Oh, I see. It does look like you.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, so that's it. You can do it. You can do it by going to background and effects.
Okay, really?
And it will replace you with one of those characters.
Wow, but see, I learned something new. Well, it's not a lot.
Also, you can make up your own as well. Yeah. So
I can manifest the creature within.
The creature within, exactly.
Yeah, but it's...
It probably is better than it was a week ago, right?
It is. But I've thrown everything I can at it, like those vibrating things with the colors.
Yeah.
Color for what? To get your lymphatic system going. It kind of processes your lymph nodes. And then one is cyan, and it will take away inflammation. And
you mean cayenne pepper like you got in your spices?
No, I mean cyan. It's a color. It's
color. Oh, okay.
It's on that turquoise and green spectrum. And so I've been using that and the purple. So, you know, hopefully I'm doing everything I can.
But Rick's moved out because he's horrified, right?
Oh, well, you're right. No, he's the one. He did, though, get right on the internet on Amazon and ordered me this, like, everything known to man. You know,
he is so good to you.
He is.
He is, like, you know, you don't have to worry about him. He's okay. He's there.
He is. He delivers my mail. You know,
yeah. But how long do they think this is going to last? Because I know Ralph Nader had it. You said George Clooney had it?
George Clooney, when he was a teenager. Can you imagine when your attention to your appearance is probably higher than it's ever going to be?
Yeah.
The teenager, yeah.
It's a fairly common thing that people get.
Yeah, and I have the theory that during those peer-conscious teens, that's the reason, and George Clooney had to deal with that, that's the reason he's so down to earth. It gave him like a radar onto authenticity.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Yeah.
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 My dad had it, and he wasn't a vain person. I mean, he always was meticulously groomed, but he wasn't a vain person. But when he got help for it was when he met a family, and a little boy was scared of him. And he said, that's not what I want to have. You know, I'm a people person. And so he got some attention for it. But I think it's such even my oncologist said that it's a very, very mysterious ailment. And because it doesn't have life-threatening implications, they don't study it.
They don't do anything about it.
No, they don't.
There are medicines for it, though. You are taking what?
I took steroids, of course, the steroids.
Yeah.
And, of course, a viral inflammation reducing.
And has that helped? I mean, was this worse than it is right now?
No, it's better than it was.
Oh, okay. Because when you first showed yourself to me before we started here, I started laughing.
You laugh for a full 2 minutes. Yeah.
You know, if you smile, it shows up because one side of your mouth smiles and the other side of your mouth droops.
Exactly. Other's right. It's like one, they're at war, and one's really inactive and reinforced, and the other side's like this.
To my right, it's your... It's
to my right.
To your which side of the face is it?
This is the side.
Really? I thought it was the other side.
Really? That's funny. Ricky said that, too. He said you're...
You know why? I'll tell you why. Because probably the Bell's palsy keeps you from really getting expression on that side of your face, while the other side of your face does. So I felt it was the other side.
Yeah. You'll often have a hard time remembering, even if you're looking in the mirror, because it's just a weird thing. I mean, and I've had Botox on my forehead before. I'm not going to mess with it right now. But I was thinking you can't get Bell's palsy. You seldom get it twice. But at least with the mumps is more fair. You can get it on both sides at once and it's out of the way. I mean, you may be sterile.
I never had mumps.
You're lucky. It can make boys sterile. That was the folk legend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Guys were really treated differently when they had the mumps.
Oh, really? I never got the mumps. And I never thought I got chicken pox. But I did. I'm sure I had proof in later life that I did. What happened was my girlfriend got chicken pox. And she said, well, you're going to get it because, you know, we're kissing a lot and hugging a lot and doing a few other things a lot.
I was going to say.
And I said, no, I don't know. I don't feel it. And I never got it. She was always saying, oh, you're going to get it for sure.
Well, people tend to think it's symptomatic, like you have the little rash on your body all over, you know, but it's that's
well, here's what I determined. Then later on, I got, what do they call it, where you're...
You got it?
Huh? No. The swelling, and it can actually make you go blind. I'm trying to remember. You know, come on. Old man. I can't remember anything
it's
anymore.
It's not pink eye.
It wasn't pink eye. No, it was, oh, God.
An eye infection?
No, I got it down here under my eye, and I went to a doctor, and he said, you have blah, 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 and thank God you got to me today because tomorrow you might go blind.
Whoa, macular degeneration?
No, it was, you know, oh, God, what is
it? And usually I'm good at this game. I love this game, but I gotta have more to work with.
Okay, what happens is they have a vaccine for it now. You get a shot for it.
Boy, if they have a vaccine for Bell's palsy, I'd be the first one.
No. But they, you get your shots, and you get one against this. And what it is, sometimes it's big, painful sores on your body or on your back.
Shingles. Okay.
I got shingles. Now, you don't get shingles unless you had smallpox.
Smallpox?
Yes.
Chickenpox,
excuse me.
Yeah.
Smallpox should be dead.
You'd be dead, man.
Yeah, yeah. When they say bring out the dead, they just haul you out there and throw you in the wagon.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, but I had smallpox or chickenpox. I didn't have chickenpox, but apparently I did. I must have gotten a version of it where I didn't get sick or feel it, or I might have been sick, but I didn't know that's what it was.
Yeah, you didn't have the symptoms, which are usually a rash.
But I couldn't get shingles unless I had chicken pox.
Yeah, that's true.
Chicken pox.
Yeah, that's true, too. Wow. Yeah, but you can get the vaccine against shingles, you know, is now, that's a godsend, because you don't want to get shingles, right? It's really painful.
Yeah, no, this was very painful.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't know if you remember it. I think it was while I was still working there. Maybe not.
Really?
But I got this thing, and it was horrible, and I didn't know what it was. And my girlfriend up in where were we? I was up in the country, up in Sonoma.
Aaron Bolinas.
No, in Sonoma.
Oh.
I had girlfriends everywhere. Okay.
You did. You had them. I used to have a good geographical map.
Yeah. But anyway, she was working for a doctor. And she said, well, I'll take you to see him. The only big business he had was marijuana recommendations.
That's what, okay, I knew that. We're talking, yeah. That's a popular drug there.
Yeah. And so I went to him and he looked at me, so, you know, because he was a doctor anyway, you know.
Yeah.
And he didn't say rub some marijuana on it, you know. And he said, you got shingles. He said, glad you came to me today because if you didn't get to me, or you didn't get to a doctor, you could have gone blind in a couple of days from that.
Whoa. Yeah.
So he gave me a prescription. I went to the store. I took it. And within a couple of days, it went away.
Great.
You know, but I mean, he said, have you ever had, chicken pox? And I went, no. He said, well, you did.
Yeah. You know, because we tend to equate it with the things we equate with having had childhood diseases are often a rash, just some kind of like noticeable, visible thing.
Right.
Chances are if you were interacting with other children at any point, which school does, you've had chicken pox. Yeah. But you didn't, at least you didn't get sick with it. So that's good.
No, I was fine. But I was in pain. It was great.
Yeah.
A lot of pain.
Yeah. And I know that measles, that there was a long held notion that measles were bad on your eyes. And so you should wear dark glasses.
Well, David Letterman went off the air for like a week or two because he got shingles under his eye, just like me.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't look pretty.
No, it doesn't look pretty. It doesn't feel pretty.
Yeah, so he took a couple of weeks off. But, you know, I mean, it was so, you know, what you've gotten here, I mean, as you say, they don't understand it that well.
Yeah. My cancer doctor said, I mean, I asked her about this, and she said, nobody really knows about it. We don't know really how to cure it. There's no vaccine for it. There's no...
Well, they do know with the steroids that they can mitigate it.
That's what I did. But of course, steroids are awful. I've never been on them. You bloat up. You can just, like, glance at a pancake, and you will bloat up like a toad.
No, I didn't know that. I've taken them. I took what did you take? You probably took the same
prednisone.
Yeah, prednisone. I took. Yeah. I've taken it on several occasions.
And it didn't make you swell up like a toad?
No, but then again, I'm a guy and I don't care.
That's right. I don't care.
You know, if I look like a toad, I could be a prince who, you know.
That's what you walk around going.
That was the first joke, by the way. That was the first joke I ever learned.
What?
My father loved me dearly. He also loved to make me an object of, what can we call it, of showbiz, of showmanship
humor.
And humor.
Yeah.
So he taught me a joke. And then
when he
would invite friends over, I would tell the joke.
Mm-hmm.
And the joke was the following joke. A princess is walking through the forest one day when she happens upon a frog. And the frog says, hey, and she turns around and goes, a talking frog? I never heard of this. He says, well, I'm not really a frog. I'm a handsome prince. But if you take me home tonight and leave me under your pillow, you'll wake up the next morning and I will be a handsome prince.
So she says,
what the hell, I'll do it. So she takes the frog home, takes it up to her room, you know, has dinner, does whatever, and then she goes upstairs to go to sleep, and she puts the frog under the pillow.
Cool.
And the next morning, she wakes up, and sure enough, right there in bed with her is a handsome, handsome prince. And do you know, to this day, her parents don't believe the story?
Now, that's a good joke.
Okay. So he had me tell this joke at parties, and I didn't know why they were laughing.
That, you know, because you would tell it, like, around the age of 11.
I was less than that. I was, like, 8. I was like seven. So I tell the story. I didn't know why him being in the bed with her. To this day, her parents don't believe her, but I just told the joke.
And sexual innuendo goes right over your head.
I had great timing, too. It was amazing.
Isn't it?
That's the first joke I ever learned.
That's a good one for a kid.
And I remember it. It's funny. I remember it to this day. Mm-hmm. You know.
That's nice because you're not scarring the child, by telling something that's really outrageously X-rated that they'll have to live with when they do know what it's
about. This is what my father did with me. Okay. Rather than take me out hunting. All right.
He was a musician. He was a violinist, wasn't he?
He was a violinist, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was what we did, So it was a nice thing my father did for me.
Took you out to the woods?
No, he didn't take me out to the woods. If he took me out to the woods, he'd take me out there to teach me a joke,
That was better than the woods, I think, or in your case.
Well, this is why I was such an absolutely... I wasn't a screwed-up kid, but I was not socially acceptable to the rest of my friends.
Well, you weren't manly enough because you were into the arts?
Because exactly. I did. My father took me to the... he never took me to the opera. He hated opera because he worked the opera every now and then. He said he couldn't stand the opera because why don't they just say what they're singing?
Why don't they say what they mean? Stop
the tune. It's not like it's a song and it has a rhyme to it and it's a love song or whatever. This is just them saying, I'm going to go downtown and I'm going to, it's just. He thought it was stupid, but he'd take me to the ballet and he would take me to the symphony. That was what I grew up loving and enjoying, and that was what my father did instead of throw a baseball at me.
Well, see, that's what you look for when you're a girl in high school. Uh-huh. Look for a guy who's into the arts because they make the best husbands. They do fun things and they're not macho. They got a good sense of humor most generally.
Is Rick into the arts?
I think I deviated from that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's move on to other stuff.
He can fix things. Yeah. And he's very organized.
He's very organized.
When it comes time to do the taxes, he said, honey, sign this. And then that's good. That's good.
Yeah. That's fine.
As long as my hand's working that day.
I have a business manager that I pay about $3,000 a year. And he says, here are your taxes.
That's a bargain, man. I didn't know that you could get a business manager for $3,000. I would have your business manager.
Well, he does my taxes, basically. And occasionally he will solve problems for me if I have a problem with, like, American Express or something. Like, we're going on this vacation, and one of our cards didn't work because I suddenly realized that the Chase card probably has a limit on it.
Yeah, you can call them ahead, though. And say, I'm going to Greece. Would you increase my limit? And they will.
But also, I just had them put it on the American Express because there is no limit on American Express.
I love American Express for that reason. Yeah.
So, anyway, I didn't get the miles, but I got some money,
That's
so,
moolah.
Yeah. One is a United Chase credit card that I get miles.
Yeah.
So I thought, hey, I'm going to be spending $25,000 on this trip.
I'm getting some mileage.
So I put it on the American Express, and the American Express pays me money for money I spend. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, all this reward stuff is a phenomenon of the last, 50 years?
Uh-huh.
And they should start giving college degrees and credit cards just so you can know what the rewards are with this one, what the rewards are with this one, what you can use.
I wish I didn't have to use a credit card. It's gotten to the point now. I thought the other day I had $100 and $20 bills in my pocket, okay?
Yeah. Oh, that's five.
Yeah.
I thought you meant you had
I put that in there about 3 months ago. I went back to look at it. I still have all the money. Why? I never spend money anymore.
It's all plastic.
It's all plastic.
Malik plastic.
Yeah. And so I just use the plastic. And
yeah, I think that's, and now it's accepted everywhere. When I remember when we first went to Europe to do the show for Coca-Cola, I had an American Express, which was accepted most places in Europe. Europe. Yeah, and then, but it wasn't accepted a lot of places here in the States. So
what you have to do, though, is before you leave to go on vacation, you got to call your credit cards and tell them that I'm going to Europe. I'm going to spend a lot of money over there. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they won't accept it necessarily.
This is true. And see, I even call my bank, you know, which is where I do everything anyway. But it's a tiny bank in Bloomington, Illinois called Parkland. And I still have it. And I call, I have my personal banker, Nancy. Nancy Hammerman. Yes, who's a saint.
Yeah.
And when my roommate in Florida was stealing checks from me, he wrote one to himself. Oh, yeah. When I lived in Key West, he wrote one to himself for $10,000. And my Nancy called me and said, Lord, we have a check here. I said, well, I don't really write many checks. What's the amount? She said, it's for $10,000. And she told me the name. And I thought, that's my roommate, and he's stolen the checkbook.
Wow.
Yeah.
But
Nancy caught it. Everybody needs a Nancy in their life. And I didn't have to honor it. Of course, he got picked up that very night.
Really?
Yeah. Because he had done it to other people all over town.
Oh, geez. Yeah, yeah, well, I mean, but anyway, I like to, you should, I probably going to have my Gary call American Express and tell him we're going on vacation, you know, and also Chase, we're going on vacation, you know, and those two cards should be used. Those are the only two cards I have. I think Gary probably has some other cards that I have, but he never uses them. Okay, so.
Yeah. Well, that's what, I have a debit card, but there's a lot of money in the
debits are different. Debits will always go through because as long as the money is there.
Right.
You know.
So I generally use that.
You're cool.
And it works. And you said you're going to Greece, man. You'll have so go to Ephesus.
We were going to go to Ephesus, but that's not one of the stops now.
What you would go to?
We're going. I don't know. It got to the point where I just said, let's just take anything. And so this was a Greek tour. The Greek and Croatia.
Oh, Croatia's a blast. It's like, we went there.
Really? Because I don't plan to get off the boat. All right.
Really, it's really pretty. It's like a shrunken down jewel. I mean, it's like a lot of, it has a lot of the offerings of a major city with none of the drawbacks.
Oh, really?
A major country.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we got a, what is it called? A brilliant suite.
Oh, look at you, all brilliant. Yeah, as you're sitting on your veranda terrace.
Well, we have a terrace, but then there's also a special place for us to go called Richard's Lounge. I mean, it's a place on the deck.
Yeah.
That people who don't have the better suites and everything, it can't go.
Yeah, you get, when you're a suite person, you get all kinds of VIP things.
We get a whole free liquor cabinet.
Yeah, well, for you, you're such a boozer.
Yeah, it's really going to do good for me. And it's alcohol, basically, and Marjorie likes her wine, so I don't know how we get her wine.
You tell them you want wine. You tell them what kind. You tell them what winery.
And now that they're asking me to choose my meals, my restaurants I want to go to while I'm on the boat, and I haven't done it yet. You know,
choose a few of them. Find a cuisine you like, obviously, but then just choose a few of them.
Yeah, the boat holds 2,700 people.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. People tell me you go on these boats, and you really don't feel there are that many people there.
You don't.
But we're going to have our own little room, and it's got a beautiful bathroom.
Great.
With a side room that's a shower. It's got one of those big, you know, rainfall showers. Yeah.
Yeah, because, so, I mean, the shower, that's what I noticed. It didn't bother me because I'm not that tall, but the showers are tend to be cramped.
I know. And that's why, you know, when you told me the bathrooms are not huge.
Yeah.
I decided I should do something about that. So.
stamp. Slightly bigger than a postage stamp.
Yeah, so we paid the extra money. Hell with it. We don't have we haven't been spending this money, except it is going down a bit because we are spending more on food and things like that, you know. But
yeah.
Outside of that, I mean, Gary may have to go into our stocks to pull some out to pay for
stuff. That's what they're for. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Marjorie's selling her place.
So we should get a bundle.
We'll get about, after taxes and everything else, we'll get about $300,000 or something. So we're, you know, we're so set for life. We got to start taking trips, you know.
You do, man. I mean, how, you know, just spend. You can spend with impunity at this point.
Marjorie wants our next trip to be, and this will be an expensive one, the Galapagos Islands.
Yeah, and spend every splurge. Go for every splurge.
No, we're flying what they call premium economy. Well, yeah, it's a contradiction in terms,
yeah.
You know. But it's premium economy, and we took it going to Paris. It's expensive. It's about $4,500 a piece, round trip.
Not too bad. But it's
just a couple of seats in that section, and they're only like two across. In other words, very comfortable. Very comfortable.
And when if we sound, you know, slightly elitist talking this way, it's not. You and I were not raised with money. You know,
I have not been raised with money. No, this is the most money I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, and I was, you know, and Rick planned, he has been planning for retirement.
I mean, this is the first time we can look at each other, Marjorie and I, and say, we're millionaires.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what, I mean, I'm married to one, so it's his millions, but.
Well, he was a stockbroker, right?
He was with Merrill Lynch his entire career, but he was a compliance officer, and he had some position there.
You know, a good friend of ours was with Merrill Lynch. And retired. He had a stroke or something, and then he retired. But his retirement was terrific. You know, he had a lot of money.
Merrill Lynch was one of those companies that you used to read about. They took such good care of their people. They, you know, they really bred them to be lifelong employees that were part of a family, which is, you know, bandied around, but it's not true anymore. But Merrill Lynch really was one of those great old guard companies until, see, they got purchased by Bank of America, and now they're a conglomerate.
Now they're just, they're like McDonald's. Yeah.
But he got a killer retirement package. Plus, he got all kinds of, he was introduced to all kinds of financial products that he could use to save for retirement.
And well, you see, he knows what he's doing with his money in retirement. I have no idea what I'm doing with mine. I turned all my money over to a guy here in New York that Gary turned us on to because he's a good friend of Gary's. Oh, we're running way over time. Ah, to hell with it.
Screw is his
it.
Name Madoff? That guy.
No, he's not Madoff, but he's made us money.
Good.
You know, since we went with him, we've made about $65,000.
Great.
And that's with the way the market's been going, up and down, up and down, up and down.
It's crazy.
But he did a good job for us, and I'm happy about that. Hey, listen, we've run out of time here.
Oh, dang God. It, Jim.
You know, I don't want to stop talking to you.
I know. Then I missed you, and here's why.
Well, last week she wasn't on with us, but I ran a rerun.
Yeah, because I thought, you know,
but
I
you
just
look,
thought.
You look fine. You know,
oh, God.
I mean,
it, what other people tell you.
I laughed a little at the beginning because
it's different.
It's different, yeah. But once you get used to it, it's not a problem.
Yeah, I don't want to get used to it.
Plus, one of the biggest Batman villains was Two-Face.
See, so, I have a career. I have a Marvel career in front of me.
No, but that was DC.
DC. See, I'm not comic staff.
Yeah, but it was Two-Face, and half his face was like. Horrible. The other half of his face was terrific.
I'm a huge shoe-in.
I figured I would see something worse, but I haven't.
Did you? Okay, good.
Yeah, no, you look great. You look terrific.
You know? God, your check's in the mail.
No, and as the weeks go on, it's going to get better and better. So, yeah.
Yeah, I want it to get the best it can be because a lot of people have residual effects, and I'm not going to be, I don't want to be one of those people, so. I'm using that vibrator, boom, 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 purple, cyan, vanquish.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's our outside of my wife, I have to say that otherwise. Yeah. My favorite woman in the whole world.
Yeah, I love you, man.
I love you too, dear. And we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Now, in its 11th year, this is GabNet. Talk like you've never heard it before.
Well, there she was, Lori Thompson, ladies and gentlemen. They don't get much better than Lori. She's like, she's terrific. She's terrific. And outside of my own wife, she really, really has the goods. You know, she's really terrific. Anyway, how are you? This is Monday, and there's nobody practically wanting to talk with us, you know. So what am I going to do here? Well, I'll bring in the people that we have. Okay, that would be nice. And here we go. And there's Charlie, and there's Kevin, and here's me. That's it. Yeah, well, Charlie's still connecting his audio. It takes you a while, Charlie. It takes him a while to connect his audio. It really does. But you're there, Kevin, right?
Audio.
Yes, audio. So I have a new piece of equipment in here tonight. It's nothing you're going to see. But I have two monitors here, and I have one monitor over here, and it was an old monitor. You know, it was okay. It was fine. I didn't want to buy another one because why? You know, well, all of a sudden, the monitor I had here got very dim. All of a sudden, just got dim. So I guess it, you know, was on its last leg. So I ordered out to Amazon. And I bought myself about a $250 27-inch monitor. And it looks great. You know, it looks...
They always look better after the one you've looked at that's all crapped up.
Oh, yeah. This looks great.
It's like putting on glasses.
Yeah, but I can also, you see, I can also do better. I can... what is it? Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let me move some stuff here. I can make it have a higher resolution and higher resolution and so on. And I just didn't, you know, if I do too much, it's so small that I can't read the writing. So I'm back to the normal large, you know, 1080 by something or another, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway... How you doing, Charlie? Counting in binary is as easy as 1, 10, 11. I guess, is that binary? Huh?
That's 1, 2, 3 in binary.
Oh, that's 1, 2, 3 in binary?
Yep.
How's that 1, 2, 3? Explain it to us, okay?
Math lesson.
1 is 0, 1. And base 2... When you get to 2, you've got to go over a place, and so 2 is 1, 0.
Oh, I see.
And 3 is 1, 1, which is 2 plus 1.
I know you understand that because you're the rocket scientist.
and we can say we understand it because we won't even contest it.
Huh?
We won't even contest it.
No, I'm not even going to argue it. Of course, he's right. He's absolutely correct.
Uh-huh.
What he said.
That's how computers work. It's either on or off.
Believe you.
1 or 0.
Now that's. Where's your microphone, by the way, Charlie? You sound a little.
It's where it always is. It's in part of my camera. I have this. Logitech camera.
Oh, okay. And then what's his name sent you a computer, right?
Yeah, but I'm not using that. I'm using my desktop here.
Oh, okay. Well, if he's listening, I'd like him to know that you didn't wind up using his computer.
Oh, it's because I'm here at home. If I was at my girlfriend's, I'd be using his computer because my desktop would be here.
Oh, your desktop is here, but the one that he sent you is at your girlfriend's.
No, it's portable, so I carry it around.
Oh, it's a laptop.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. God knows he should have sent me a laptop because I'll need it if I'm in Europe trying to do the show. But I'm going to have to try doing at least the Monday show with do the Monday show on my iPad. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Hello, Tommy Yamaguchi. How are you?
Okay.
Yeah, what's new in your life?
Found out that vaccine mandates in Florida are the same as slavery.
The same as slavery?
Yeah. Didn't know that, did you?
No, explain that to me.
I'll have to have the Surgeon General of Florida explain it, because that's the one who said it.
Oh, that vaccines were the same as slavery?
Yeah, so that vaccine mandates. Because it forces us to put something in the body, our own bodies, against our will.
Let me see here. Now, the guy's black, isn't he?
Yeah.
How could he make such a stupid statement and be black? You know?
Yeah,
they decided that in Florida, that the mandates are gone and kids can go to school without getting all their shots, which means there are going to be a lot of sick kids this year.
Right. I got all my kids through school.
Well, what you're saying, by sending your kid to school, you're sending him to a big cootie mill, as it were, you know? And the reason why kids get vaccines is not for themselves, but so they don't give whatever they catch to somebody else, you know, so they don't catch it.
Nope.
I don't know. It's really stupid.
It is.
And
just to say, and then the problem is that since it's not mandated, that means insurance won't cover it. So if your parent wants to get your child a vaccine, you'd have to pay for it out of your own pocket.
Are you sure insurance won't pay for it?
If it's not mandated, no.
Well, if it's not mandated, but a lot of times they might say, okay, well, the insurance companies will say, well, we will pay for it because we think it's good for you to get it.
You really think so? Wishful thinking.
Well, all I'm saying is that it's pretty terrible, you know, all the way around. So, what are you going to do? You know, now in California, what are they saying in California? They're thinking of...
Actually, California, Oregon, and Washington are going ahead and creating their own, I don't know what you could call it, advisory, I guess an advisory on vaccines, specifically the COVID vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So if the federal advisory changes or has changed, then basically we're going to be going with what the science says.
And that's so California will go along with vaccines.
And Oregon and Washington.
Wow, that's good.
That's the advisory on the COVID.
I don't know what we're doing here in New York, because what happens is COVID vaccines in New York, they say the insurance company, they're not going to they're not going to make them available to you for free with the government paying them. If you have insurance and your insurance company wants to pay for it, fine, but otherwise, you know, you're going to have to like go to your doctor, get a prescription for it, and then be able to have your medical plan take care of it.
So that means that's if you are under 65 or you don't have what they call comorbidities. So if you have other underlying health.
But if you're over 65, still in the state of New York, you have to go to a doctor and get a prescription.
Okay, I didn't know that.
So, you know, I mean, and it's not that New York, you know, wants it to be that way. It's just they have no other choice, I believe. You know, it's weird. You know, what do they want us to do? They want us all to die? Is that what it's about?
Yeah, the Republicans want us to die.
Well, I got news for them. Who are the people who are dying the most?
Republicans.
Republicans. Why? Because they're stupid. I mean, I hate to say that, but they go, oh, well, I don't want to have my kids get that because, you know, it's not good. So, you know, screw you. What kind of morons are you? But I'm glad you're all Republicans, you know, because if you want to die, you'll leave the rest of us to run this country. Great. That's terrific, you know. Oh, boy.
Just another way to fix the election, right?
Hmm? Yeah, yeah. Gee, we don't have a lot of people here tonight. What's the problem? I mean, even Alan isn't here.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that's a mitzvah or not, you know, but, you know. But I just, you know, I'm just getting very tired of the whole thing, you know, and it exhausts me. And when I look at a guy like Robert Kennedy Jr. acting like he knows about medicine, he doesn't. He never studied it. He doesn't know about it. And yet he's calling the action on this. So, I mean,
is he calling the action or is Donald J. Trump?
Well, I don't think. No, I think he's calling it like he wants it. He doesn't believe in vaccines.
Yeah, I know.
He thinks they cause autism, which has been proven they don't.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. What, do we not want people to be healthy? Do we want a sick country?
Apparently, Republicans do.
Apparently, Republicans.
Even though they're claiming they're trying to make everything healthy again.
Well, you know, whatever happened to...
They call MAHA, and then they take away all the vaccines. What does MAHA mean?
What is MAHA? Oh, make America healthy again.
Yeah.
Like it was sick? I mean, America's pretty healthy because we had all these vaccines. Yeah.
Good joke.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So, you know, I'm sorry for you, Kevin, because this is the kind of world your daughters are going to have to grow up in.
I don't think I think about that.
You think about it a lot, don't you?
All the time.
Yeah. How about you, Charlie? Same thing?
Well, yeah, except that I'm getting my COVID tomorrow.
No, but I'm talking about your kids.
Oh, I'm very worried about my kids.
And your grandkids, yeah.
Yep.
Because now you're a grandpa.
That's right.
And how about you, Tom? You have kids?
Yeah, two and a grandchild.
And a grandchild. Don't you worry about them?
Yes, of course.
You worry less about yourself than you do about them, right?
Yeah.
Well, whatever happens to you happens to you, but you really, those are people you really care about. Yeah. It's terrible. Just terrible.
It is pretty scary.
Yeah. So how are you doing on your getting a house up in Oregon? Not very good, Kevin?
Well, we're still in contract. We're just moving along.
Did you ever get that? You paid out some money and they were supposed to give it back to you, but they weren't giving it back to you?
Correct. No, I haven't gotten it back
yet. You haven't gotten it back yet? Isn't there a law or something that says you have to?
I'm going through the process.
Will that what will that take? Forever?
I have no idea. I've only bought one house in my life, and it was from a developer, and it was like going to the store and buying a house. You go in, you pick this, you pick that, you pick that, you give them the money, and come back later when it's done. This is different.
Oh, boy.
It's pretty different.
Is it different in Oregon than it is here? I mean, where you are, where
really.
You live? No?
Not really. They, you know, same laws pretty much. And
I've never bought a house. Never owned a piece of property.
I bought my first one 25 years ago, this one here.
Really? You've had property, right, Charlie?
Yeah, I've bought 4 houses in my lifetime.
How about you, Tom?
Where I'm living now is I'm a part owner of a house, and we bought it in 1981.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So has it gone up in worth?
Yes. It has gone up in worth, yes.
But then if you sell it, the problem is you have to turn around and buy something else, which is going to cost much more than, you know.
That's true. Unless I move to someplace else.
Oh, you mean another state or somewhere?
Someplace where real estate is cheaper.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
How is it up in Oregon? Is it cheap?
It's a little cheaper. You know, you can get some land and all that sort of thing up there. And,
now,
the scenery is much nicer.
Yeah, but how much land? You know,
there's going to be 7 acres where I'm going.
Okay, so 7 acres will run you in the neighborhood of what, if you don't mind me asking?
They can go anywhere, depending on what kind of house is on there. They can go anywhere from 500 to 800.
Thousand.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's not bad at all. I mean, you're getting 7 acres
get
of
here.
Property.
You couldn't get a 10,000-foot lot here for that much.
Really? I mean, when you think about it,
let me take that back. Probably, depending on where you are. If you're up in the direct Bay Area, like, you know, where Tom is up there, it's a little bit better. My mom was in Burlingame, which is much better, and then San Jose is good. If you're in Cupertino, it's really good. You know, different parts of the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
It's very expensive dirt.
Yeah, so
I mean, they were selling They were selling a burnt down house in Palo Alto, and it was well over $1 million, $1.2 million. It was a couple of burnt sticks left from being burnt down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And how big was the property?
I don't remember, but it was big enough to put a house on, and it was, I would guess, probably around 10,000 feet, you know, square foot lot, something like that. 8,000 to 10,000.
Wow. So when you talk 7 acres, that's quite a bit of land, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a nice chunk.
Yeah. It keeps you from having to have neighbors.
That's one of my points.
Yeah, yeah. Costs money to keep you away from people, doesn't it?
Yeah. You only live once, they say, you know?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, well, we're going on this cruise, and we're going with a suite, so we can just keep away from people if we wanted to. It also has its own special deck where all the people who have suites can go, and that's not a lot of people.
It's a suite deck,
huh?
It's a suite deck.
It's a suite deck. Yeah. It's, I don't know what it's called Richard's Deck or something after Richard Branson.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
You really think about that.
Yeah.
Richard's Deck? Dick's Deck?
Dick's Deck. Yeah. this thing is, you know, it's pretty nice little suite. Got a terrace, you know, not big terrace. Although, if you go to the edge of the boat, the very front of the boat, you can get a big terrace. It doesn't cost you that much more. But it's good enough, you know. And since I never plan on leaving the room, I'll probably go out.
I don't know what Laurie was saying about Croatia. I've always wanted to go there. I've had some... My daughter was brought up by a Croatian lady. You know, she was her daycare.
Oh, really?
And we got involved, and then my cousin married a Croatian, so that we got to know the Croatian culture and all that stuff. And they say it's beautiful over there. And great people. I mean,
so we're really we're going to Croatia. So
yeah, I mean, get off the boat and go check it out.
Part of what we did here was we wanted to go some places we've never been.
Yeah.
Now I've been to Athens and Samos, Greece. Samos is an island, one of the Greek islands. But outside of that, I've never done any of the others. We're going to Mykonos, which I don't really care about. That's like one of those party islands, you know.
Uh-huh.
And you look at me. Do I look like the party type?
You party animal, you.
But, you know, I mean, we're going to do it, you know. Oh, I don't know.
Do it.
Yeah, I just worry about being able to walk and things like that and go long distances. Although we have it so that at every airport we're being picked up by wheelchairs. And Marjorie's got a bad back, so she can't walk long distances either. So we just get wheeled together, and it's wonderful. It's just wonderful. You know, and might I say that, well, you've done it, haven't you? Have you had to have a wheelchair at airports at all, Kevin?
I've done it a couple of times when my foot was really bad.
It's
wonderful. If I got to go a long distance, I'll grab one.
If you're going internationally, it's wonderful because they just zip you right through customs and everything else, you know. And you just go, oh, I'm just a poor, weak human being who can't walk. Look at me.
To the front of the line and the whole bit.
Yeah, just take a cane with you and say I want to.
I have a cane.
Huh?
I have a cane.
You have a cane, yeah.
I have to use it in places like that.
Yeah. I wonder where Alan is tonight. He's usually here every single night. Does anybody know where he is?
No.
Because you did talk to Alan, don't you?
Yeah, in fact, I got a text from him a couple hours ago. He said see me on Amy's show, but he didn't say anything about this show.
Well, maybe he decided not to call this show anymore. I don't know.
Well, sometimes he takes his mom to dinner, and it's about the same time that this show's on. So.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, I can't think of anything to talk about, you know. Finally, we've seen Trump. We thought there for a while that he was really sick with something, and now we realize he actually probably is.
He looks terrible.
Because he's got that bruise on his hand that he tries to cover up with makeup, and it doesn't cover it. I think he uses spackle or something like that.
And he's got that open mouth look that they accused Biden of having when he was having his first
puff. Yep, and he also... he has that, and he has one other thing. Oh, his ankles.
Oh, yeah.
His ankles are in bad shape. I don't think he's well. I think there's something terribly wrong with him, and he won't admit to it.
Oh.
So did anybody here watch the women today about the Epstein thing?
I did.
Wasn't that just... How can
you know what? Marjorie Taylor Greene was there, too, for crying out loud. I mean,
yeah,
I got to give her props for that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I think she's starting to kind of wise.
Right?
Huh?
I don't know. Maybe she's getting tired of him or something. I don't know.
Yeah, she looks like she's getting tired of him. But they were there saying, how dare you call this a hoax?
At the same time, he's in the Oval Office saying it's a hoax.
It's a hoax. It's a hoax by the It's a hoax by the Democrats.
Yeah.
And
what a burn,
huh?
That's a burn.
Well, I mean, the fact was they were saying, "How dare you call it a hoax? We lived it. We didn't. You know, it was a great deal. It brings a great deal of pain to us to this day. And how dare you call it a hoax?
Right.
You know." I mean, how can you say that what, you know, what went on with Jeffrey Epstein? Oh, no, he was a great guy. That's no hoax. What do you mean? I mean, it's ridiculous. But they were saying it gives us great pain when you say that it was a hoax.
Yeah, they called him out on a few things. I think it's great.
Yeah. One woman said, "I'm a Republican, and how dare you?"
Yeah. You know. And then the other one said, "What the hell was her name? Spencer, I think." Mm-hmm. They're going to start putting together their own damn list, and they know who was there.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So, well, we know who was there, so we'll just go ahead and put our own list together.
Well, you know, it's the fact that maybe Trump didn't do anything with Epstein, although, quite frankly, I find that hard to believe. But let's say he didn't. The fact that there's no good reason why he's opposing all of this.
Right. He's just...
He's acting like he's guilty.
Yep.
So, you know, that's kind of terrible, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, I hope they get a couple more congressmen to write it to jump on their side.
Yeah, well, I'm just wondering if they're ever going to get him, you know, Trump, for being involved in this.
It's not that. I mean, that particular part of it I don't think is important more than anything else is to just out some of these assholes that did this shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's definitely, you know, you got money involved and people getting abused. They just...
Well, I know these women said they were going to make up their own list, but my question is, did they say they were going to out people, or they were just going to make up a, or were they going to say they were going to make...
They didn't say, no. You know, it's like, they don't have to.
Well, what they're afraid of is getting sued. You know. Because,
well, you know, how can you get sued for something like that?
For telling the truth.
Well, you can get sued for telling the truth. Anybody can sue you.
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't have enough money to defend yourself, what
They've
are you going to do?
Attorneys that have been going pro bono for them for how many years, and they should have no problem finding anybody.
Well, they said today they didn't want to name any names or anything because they were afraid of people coming after them.
They said that? I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Well, that's different. They're not worried they're going to sue them. They're worried they're going to sick their followers after them and they're going to get shot.
Yeah, which is what's been happening, too.
The fear that exists in this country now is palpable, just absolutely palpable. And it's a fear, whether it's a fear of these women of talking up or the fear of news people to do their job. You know, that's the part that really gets to me. And, you know, every time Trump gets a question he doesn't like, he says, oh, what news group are you from? Oh, yeah, well, you're fake news.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he has to insult the person because they're only doing their job and asking you questions.
Yep.
And I don't know why one of these people doesn't say, do you have to be so insulting, Mr. Trump? I mean, somebody should call him on being insulting.
Well, they do, and it doesn't seem to make any difference. I mean, I think he enjoys it. You know, he enjoys insulting people or getting even or getting retribution.
That's well, what if they call him, then Trump will kick him out of the conferences.
Well, you know, I mean, a lot of them don't want to ask the hard questions. What's being left, really, of the press in that room now is really not the major networks and the major news organizations, but all these minions who agree with Trump and are like, they're influencers, they're podcasters. Yeah. You know, that's what's left there. All the people are going to ask him the good questions. Kind of like having those what do they call cabinet meetings where everybody goes around at every cabinet meeting and says how wonderful the president is.
It's not only every cabinet meeting, it's every press conference or every announcement. He did it the other day. You want to say a couple words? No, but if they say no, what's going to happen? So they go up there and your leadership. It all starts with, under your leadership, you have done this, you have done that. And he just soaks it all up.
But what was it? What was the thing? What was the word somebody used today? And I went, God, what a moron. He did. He said something that was moronic. He got some kind of phrase wrong.
Huh? Every day, yeah.
He got a phrase wrong today, though, that was just amazing. But I'm trying to remember what was. I can't remember anything anymore.
He does it so much that you can't remember them all.
Yeah, yeah. But there was somebody who mispronounced something and kept mispronouncing it.
The Nobel Prize.
Oh, the Nobel Prize. Yeah, that was it. The Nobel Prize. Thank you, Charlie, for remembering that. Yes, you should be get the Nobel Prize. Okay, well, let's give him the Nobel Prize, but not the Nobel Prize. I'm sorry. Who was it? Somebody was going to nominate him for it or something? I don't know. He is so begging for it. Those people over in, where is it? Is it Norway? Or Norway. Probably just sitting there saying, you know, we're not going to give it to him. You know. I mean, they're being so embarrassed by this whole thing that they're not even. You don't ask to get a Nobel Prize. Right?
Meanwhile, he blew up a ship, a Venezuelan ship.
Yes. That's the other thing I didn't get. How do you blow up that ship? What right do you have to blow up that ship?
And, for peace.
And how do we know it had drugs on it?
Oh, it was all kinds. It was all over the place. It was floating all over the ocean.
Really?
That's what he said.
Yeah, yeah. But we don't know there was anything in there. Nope. And he just blew it out of the water. And if I were Venezuela, I'd blow every American ship you saw out of the water. Of course, I don't think they have a navy. But anyway, that's another problem.
They do have an army.
I mean, if you were Venezuela, wouldn't you be pissed?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
And then you have this little fiasco with the... with the Polish president or prime minister, whatever he is over there. He had that one today and had a flyover and the whole bit for the guy.
Well, wait a minute. Say that again. The Polish guy was, you know, he was the guy at the Oval Office today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. What was the problem with that?
Well, he had a flyover there and he had another one of his conferences.
No, he didn't fly to Poland.
No, I said he had a flyover. He waited outside while F-18s or whatever they were flew over.
Right.
In the meantime, you look at what President Xi and them did over in China and had their big parade and pissed him off for that. Yeah, I looked at that parade that they had, and you look at, you know, how they march in unison and they break off in unison and everything is perfect. The streets are clean. They show off all their huge frickin' bombs. And, you know, that pisses him off. Because he tries to do the same thing, but he can't quite do it.
He can't quite pull it off, no. But I'll tell you what he did today. When I was watching these women speak, you know, about the Jeffrey Epstein thing,
yeah.
As they were speaking, those planes were flying overhead and interrupting their...
It was right down the street.
Their presser, yeah. And they had to stop every time those planes went over, and I think that was on purpose.
Yeah.
Well, he was just pushing out his chest there, that's all.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. It looked pretty impressive in China.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, they had the entire army out there on Tiananmen Square, but I love the way they march. I mean...
Yeah, it's impressive.
It's impressive that they can march that way. I saw them do it when I was in Tiananmen Square and I was in, the Forbidden City. And they would have them march through there as just a parade, kind of just, you know, a show. And I was just amazed how they got those feet going straight up. I don't understand that, how they do that, you know?
Exactly in time, too.
Yes. Yes. Oh, but they,
if you don't do it in time, they'll cut off your nuts.
Yeah, they'll probably fucking never make it home.
Well, the thing was, you had a lot of major countries in China this week. Yeah, you had Putin there, yeah, and you had North Korea there, but you also had India was there.
Yep.
Modi.
Pissed off at India. Modi
is pissed off at Trump now. Yeah. It used to be they got along fine. They were pals, okay? And now Modi has said, forget it, you know. When you say to us that you came in and solved the crisis between India and Pakistan, when in fact we got together and solved the problem between us, and then you take credit for it,
yeah.
It's insulting. Yep. It's just insulting. And then, so in order to piss off Trump, he went to China, too, for this big to get together over the last couple of days. So, yeah. Who else was there? A lot of other countries were there.
It was mainly Russia,
well,
North Korea.
It was Russia. It was North Korea, but it was also India. I think, I don't know, Pakistan was there. But there were a lot of other countries there. So there are a lot of countries that don't like us that much anymore.
The anniversary of the end of World War II in the Pacific.
Was this it?
Yeah, the 80th anniversary.
Yeah.
And was that what they were celebrating?
Yeah.
And we weren't there celebrating it with them?
No, we weren't invited.
Right.
No, we weren't invited.
Yeah, well,
that's what pissed him off, bro.
Well, no, I mean we're just the laughing stock of the world.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's just terrible. But what are you going to do? So, what else is happening that isn't Trump worthy? God, I don't know what else. I'm trying to think of what I saw on the news tonight. Let me hold on a second. I'm going to go look at Drudge. Let's see what Drudge has to say. Drudge Report. Here are the items. Putin launches biggest blitz of war. 500 killer drones. Yeah, I'm gonna. The first week I'm in office, I'm gonna put an end to that. Okay.
Yep.
Good for you. Here's the one that gets me. The White House is discussing a job for Mayor Adams here in New York White House discussing job for Adams to quit mayor's race. Finding a place for Sliwa. That's Curtis Sliwa. Now, can I say this? You know, Curtis Sliwa loves me. Curtis Sliwa is running for mayor of New York under the Republican Party. And he really is, you know, he sucks as a politician. And his politics absolutely suck. Okay, so let me now continue. On the other hand, about a year ago, he wanted me to be on his radio show because he just loved me on the radio. Well, how can I hate him? You know? He says nothing but nice things about me. In fact, I don't know why it is that these people who I absolutely find their politics disgusting, there's this guy over at Fox, what's his name, the fun guy, who gets better ratings than Colbert or any of them. You know who I'm talking about.
You mean Gutfield?
Gutfield, that's him. Gutfield.
You know, he's from the Bay Area.
Yeah, I know. And he was discussing with Bill Maher on his little, you know, club random thing that Maher does. He was saying to him, he was talking on that show, he mentions me. He says he used to listen to me all the time.
Huh.
Wow.
So now am I supposed to hate Gutfield? I don't know. It's hard. I'm kind of like Trump. You say something nice about me and, well.
Gee, I wonder if it was ever in your studio audience.
What?
I wonder if he was ever in your studio audience.
No, I don't think he was. He didn't mention that.
Well, he could.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, all these absolute pricks seem to be my fans.
We're in good company.
I don't understand it, but, you know. Let's see here. What else? Newsmax is suing Fox for allegedly abusing a monopoly power.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they do have kind of a monopoly, but, you know, I sometimes have a big question about monopolies. And the reason I have them is because I wonder whether I'm going to change my thing here so that I'm not out of sync. If you think that if you are in competition with, say, Fox, and they beat your ass all the time, of course, and you get the most viewership and you get a gigantic audience, I guess that could be considered a monopoly, couldn't it? And yet, you got it legitimately.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, you know, Fox did something to Newsmax to make it so that they couldn't get audience. You know. Oh, here comes Alan. Let's see here. I want to see if he has a note from the teacher. Do you have a note, Alan?
I do. It's in the mail.
Yeah. Yeah, where were you? Why are you here so late tonight?
Late dinner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Oh, okay. Because
likely excuse.
Hmm?
A likely excuse, yeah, late dinner.
Late dinner? Anybody special?
No. Just had dinner with my roommate, and we ran a little late in getting our food, and so I wasn't able to get on the show.
Well, congratulations on having dinner with your roommate.
Well, thank you. We do it a lot.
How old are you now?
Old. 66 and a half.
66 and a half, and you have a roommate.
He's been here for 35 years. He has no other place to go.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's like my brother.
I'll buy that. You know. But anyway, then the Palm Springs Mounted Police.
Yeah, we talked about that before.
Yeah, we did. Anyway, we were just talking about various things going on here. Let's see here. Is there anything else that they're talking about?
Any updates on Rudy Giuliani?
What? Oh, yes.
Any updates on Rudy Giuliani?
Yeah, he's out of the hospital.
Oh, okay.
He's out of the hospital. Darn it. He's out of the hospital. And the president is going to give him the Presidential Medal of Honor,
yep,
which is singularly for a person who's not in the military, the biggest award you can get in this country, not the biggest civilian award you can get.
Which just degraded it even more.
Well, now it means nothing anymore.
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh has one.
Did Rush Limbaugh get one?
Yep.
Yeah. Who gave it to him?
Trump. Who do you think?
Was it Trump?
Yeah.
Well, he was dying, so, you know, okay.
Nah.
No, don't you save this for people of true great accomplishments?
What it's supposed to be. Outstanding citizen.
I mean, who's gotten it? Not that you know of. I'm trying to remember some people who have gotten the... well, maybe it isn't that important.
There are some that just doesn't come to mind.
Really? Okay.
What's that?
The Presidential Medal of Honor, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Medal of Freedom.
Didn't Obama get that?
Is the Medal of Freedom or the Medal of Honor?
Medal of Freedom.
Is the Medal of Freedom?
Medal of Honor is for the military.
Okay.
I think towards the end of Obama's presidency, he gave it to Biden.
He gave it to Biden? Who?
Obama gave it to Biden.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
Here's a list.
Well, you know.
Who's on the list? Marian Anderson, Ralph Blunch, Ellsworth Bunker, Pablo Casals, a cellist.
Pablo Casals, you mean?
Cellist. James Conan, chemist. John Franklin Enders, biochemical.
Yeah.
Biomedical scientist. Felix Frankfurter,
Supreme Court.
Associate Justice of the Supreme Court.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I'm sure people
like they've done stuff.
Hmm?
Yeah, as an architect, a philosopher, AFL-CIO, U.S. Assistant Secretary of War. Just all kinds of different things, but, you know. How about my lawyer? I don't see that on here.
Your lawyer?
No, talking about Trump, his lawyer.
Oh, his lawyer. Did his no? His lawyer didn't get it, did he?
Well, I'm saying it. Giuliani was essentially his lawyer.
Oh, was his lawyer? Yes.
Yeah.
Does he do this
that
just
was John
to,
F. Kennedy.
Does he do this to just piss people off? Is that why he does it?
Yep.
I just
there's
don't.
Nixon. Well, these are all old ones too. Gerald Ford.
Yeah. So it says here that on January 17th, President Barack Obama awarded a surprised and tearful Vice President Joe Biden the Presidential Medal of Freedom with distinction.
I remember that.
The nation's highest civilian honor.
Yeah.
I do too. It's on YouTube. You can see it on YouTube.
Here we go. Donald Trump, first presidency. What the hell? Alan Page, Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. Elvis Presley.
Oh, my God.
Ruth. And
who?
Tom Scalia. Babe Ruth.
Scalia.
Conan Scalia. Roger Staubach. Bill Cousy, professional basketball player.
Alex Bennett. Anonymous. What's up with that?
I know. I'm joking. It might be there. Penske got one. Rivera. It's a lot of sports that he's given up.
Yeah.
Professional golfer, Olympic wrestler, football coach, Lou Holtz, of all people, gets one.
Excuse me, I'm going to sneeze. Hold on.
Got you.
Rush Limbaugh. Member of the U.S. House of Representatives. Olympic athlete, Jim Ryan. Olympic athlete.
Yeah.
Nunes. Wait a minute, Devin Nunes, the member of the U.S. House of Representatives.
Oh, my God.
He was a terrible human being.
Yeah.
Jim Jordan. I didn't know he got one.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, these were all one. Under Trump, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't seem to understand what you give that away for.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he hasn't given Musk one.
Right.
He's mad at Musk.
Well, he's mad at Musk, and Musk is mad at him. And
well, so far, it looks like
quite a bit. You don't hear much about that in the.
Giuliani is the only one so far this time.
Oh, he'll probably give Epstein one too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Just to
Epstein,
piss again, Epstein just to piss, just to piss people off.
Well, absolutely. Well, Epstein got him laid with 14-year-olds, but he got him laid.
Well, you know, don't say that. Okay, we don't know that to be true. We would not be surprised if it were true.
Yep.
But nobody. There's nothing to prove that it is true yet.
Right. Well, we're going to find out who was on Epstein's list. Marjorie Trashcan Greene is going to read it to Congress sometime this week.
Is she really?
It was in the news.
But you see, just what list? You know,
is that based on the one that the girls are going to put together?
Yeah
probably.
Yeah.
You know Trump's name's not going to be on there if she's reading the list.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. Let's hope. I mean, he may not be on there.
He
That's
may
the
not.
Point.
That doesn't mean nothing went on.
No.
You All know. I mean, the Epstein list could be something as simple as a client list, which is different from the here's who I'm getting laid list.
Right.
Well, I think the girls are going to know that.
The girls are going to know that. The girls could tell you every famous person they were forced to sleep with, you know. I'm sure Prince, what's his name in England?
Prince Andrew.
You know.
They did mention Bill Clinton's name in there, but it was only for a...
He went to the island. He went to the island.
Now, yeah, but there was a flight to Africa that one of those girls was on with Clinton.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was part of the entourage.
I didn't say anything happened, but he was on that flight.
Okay.
I didn't say anything was happening,
but
he went
to the island. But just because you went to the island didn't mean anything went on either.
Yeah, this wasn't to the island. This was a trip to, I think it was Africa.
Really?
And there was, you know, Ghislaine, Jeffrey, this girl, Clinton, XXXX, you know, more people.
Yeah.
It was an entourage, and she was involved in it. Doesn't mean anything happened.
Right.
But, you know. And that's the whole thing with this thing is, you know.
Well, I think that's why
they don't know what's happened.
I understand why they want to be careful with this list is because they don't want to imply that just because somebody went to the island that anything necessarily went on.
And that's why they should open up the whole damn thing and just say, okay, here it is. It'll say whether it was involved or not. Just do it all. Don't do pieces. And then you have that, you know, your mind goes.
All I know is if Trump is saying this much about what a phony story it is and how it's a hoax and all of that over and over and over and over, the fact is that he doth protest too much.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand that you don't protest something like this. You don't call it a hoax. You don't try to minimize it or whatever because it makes you look guilty.
Yep.
You know, and that's the kind of stupid man Donald Trump... Oh, wait, excuse me. He's the smartest man around. He's more intelligent than
anybody. I don't know what you were thinking, Alex.
I'm sorry. You know. What, he's going to take away my little podcast with 40 people watching it right now?
Well, he can do it.
He might.
He might want to. You know.
Or watch it. Say you're sorry.
I'm sorry. Oh, boy. Well, we're back to high pollen count again.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Anyway, so...
Hit that first rain.
What?
Get that first rain come in. Wash it all out.
Yeah, well, we're going to have a rain tomorrow, I think, so... That'll help do away with it, but it has not been... It's been up there, you know?
Yeah.
So,
reminds me that we're coming up to an anniversary here in the Bay Area. The 5th anniversary of our orange skies.
You mean your orange skies from the fires?
Yeah, 5 years ago.
Do you know we, about maybe 5 years ago, got orange skies here from the Canadian fires,
and
the entire sky in New York City was orange.
Cool.
Yeah. It was really amazing. Really amazing. Yeah,
I took pictures through the smoke, and I got a little orange dot.
We had dry thunder and lightning in the Central Valley last night that started a couple really big fires. In California.
Yeah, it burned down China Camp.
Yeah.
That's
just lightning. You know, and in a way, if it started fires, it's natural. Okay, because the lightning caused the fires, and the fires usually then cause the seeds to pop from the trees that causes more trees.
And buildings. Yeah.
Except in this case, the climate change is causing the drought.
Well,
that's making the fires even worse.
A little subject I forgot to mention. Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate it. Hope we'll see you again tomorrow night. Same thing with you, Kevin. Good having you here. And Tom Yamaguchi, always wonderful. And yes, it's even good to have you here too, Alan. Everybody give a big wave goodbye, and I'll give a big wave goodbye back at you. Ladies and gentlemen, there they go. That's our citizen panel for tonight. And we'll be back again, let's see here, again tomorrow night. But in the meantime, I just want to remind you that Amy Manuel is next over most of this same GabNet. She'll be taking your calls again on Zoom. Her Zoom phone number, her Zoom address, is listed on in column 3 at the bottom of the page on GabNet.net. I'll see you again tomorrow night, same time, same station in life. In the meantime, as always, if you see her, tell her I love her, okay?